Another one of our important traditions is the class farewell speech, presented by one graduate elected by their classmates for this honor. Dr. Neil Manimala, would you please come forward?
Thank you, Dr. Lockwood. Good morning, family and friends, faculty and administration, City of Tampa. It's an honor to be up here today to reflect on the past 4 years and to say goodbye. Class of 2016, it has been quite an adventure. I still remember the first exam we took together. Course one, test one. All the way at the beginning of first year. The night before, we were nervous, with absolutely no idea what to expect. Some of us were in the group learning area, chanting mnemonics and scribbling on whiteboards, with Dr. Seifang popping from room to room to comfort us in our anxiety, frantically flipping through our notes. We were desperate to escape the certain doom that awaited us the next morning. But most of us remember what came next. The hurricane. The storm was forecast to hit land the next day with all this wind and rain. Just like that, our first exam was postponed. And we were saved from imminent failure. The hurricane did come. And I think most of us would agree that it never really went away over the course of the last 4 years. What could have been that kept us going despite that storm? Was it luck or skill? Maybe it was the ever larger, ever angrier, grizzly bear of student debt that never seemed to stop chasing after us. All these factors may have played a role, but I believe the most important thing that brought us here is that tiny thing called hope. Hope was the caffeine that pumped through the veins of Drs. Victor Flores and Tom Fowler, on all those nights spent agonizing in the library, from step one to step two to all the exams in between. Hope is what drove the families of Drs. Rafael Manta and Joanne Tran to come to this country and sweat so that the new generation could have a better tomorrow. And it's what drives young parents like Drs. Jojo Bennett and Allison Coulinane, who, like our own moms, watch their children stand up, then fall, and finally get back up again and walk. Class of 2016, hope is like a mustard seed. One of the smallest of all seeds, it is like a speck in the palm of your hands. But plant that little seed in the right soil and tend it. Let it grow, and it can become one of the greatest of trees. A tree that cannot be shaken by any wind or storm, not even by a hurricane. Our hope allows us to find solidarity. It's that mustard seed so firmly planted in each of our hearts that brings us together. And I pray it'll bring us each closer to those we treat. That hope is holding the hand of your beloved patient as he realizes his time on earth is coming to an end. As he tells you that all he wants is to go home and tend his garden, to be with his family, with hugs and kisses all around him. It's that little whisper saying that even when the prognosis is poor, that there could still be dignity, that there could still be something beyond the basic number of years he lived. We sometimes talk about doctors who have a God complex, putting up walls of elitism and detachment. I submit to you today that yes, we should try to imitate God, but be like a God who comes down as man, one who suffers and dies for those he loves. Even when you can have it all, with all the knowledge and power, all the privilege and prestige, it's okay to be weak, to shed a tear with your patients, to let love break down the barriers that separate us. It's all right to be on the losing end, to know what it means to be poor and in debt, to be overworked, and to have no voice. It's when you're small, just like a mustard seed. That's when you see the true power of your community, the gift of the family that allows you to grow. I confess to you that when I was at my lowest points, when I felt alone and without hope, it's you who carried me through, who tended that seed in my heart. Your stories, your smiles, your hugs make all the difference. We may have all been strangers on orientation day, but from now until the end of our lives, it's the mountains and the valleys, the victories and the defeats that bring us together. They made our class what it is today, united by the hope that the fight is worth it. So the storm did come. And as we end our final year with much needed rest upon us, we right now sit in the eye of that hurricane. I ask you, class of 2016, when the wind and rain start up again in July, what will be your story? Will yours be the tale of a lone sapling ripped apart in the tempest? Or will it be about the mighty tree, about hope that cannot be shaken? When the naysayers claim that the future of healthcare is bleak, will you believe them? Or will you commit yourself to being the difference? I'll leave you with this. If you ever feel crippled by despair or defeated by futility, always remember how so very dearly you are loved by the people sitting in front of you, the ones standing behind, and the one watching above. In us lies their hope in a better tomorrow, in a healing of our broken world. As we say our final farewell and give them our thanks, let's clutch tightly to that hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Know that you will always be in my prayers. Thank you, and God bless.